10 is up first. 2014 Nissan Pathfinder. Ken, how can I help you today?
Good morning. I found emissions, and noticed that I have to get catalytic converters, and that's going to cost me $3,500 just for the unit, and I was hoping you'd have a solution for that one.
Yeah, I did. So I didn't hear what you said at first, but you have a code that came up to said catalytic converter, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, Ken. Yeah, I mean, well, first and foremost, what you want to do that. I'm going to put you on hold, but stay there. You're going to be able to hear me. You got a lot of background noise, but you'll be able to hear the answer in just a second when I put you on hold, Ken.
He said he failed emissions.
Yeah, I failed emissions and got a check engine light on probably. That's a P0420. So the first thing we need to do is actually some diagnosis to make sure that it is the catalytic converter that's bad. You know, a catalytic converter has no moving parts. They don't wear out. If, you know, there's something kills the cat, so to speak, right? Some phrase around there. Something kills the cat. So not just curiosity. It's something going through there. Too much oil, getting overfilled, a poor running engine can prematurely kill the catalytic converter. So you want to get that diagnosed and make sure you need it first. I always say no matter how much it is, if you don't need it, it's too much money, Ken. So the next thing you can do, you know, after it's diagnosed, we like to use the original equipment catalytic converters. That is the very best thing. But there are occasions where you can use an aftermarket. There's some good quality aftermarket catalytic converters, and the shops know which ones are the good ones or the ones to avoid if they're a good shop. And we can put on a direct bolt in or sometimes replace, you know, cut and weld one in. Usually the reason, well, there's two reasons we like to go with the original. They fit well. And in tight circumstances, the fit is so important. Now, a lot of times the aftermarket ones don't fit well. On your Pathfinder, Ken, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to find somebody that will install an aftermarket catalytic converter, a good quality one, and you shouldn't have any problems getting through your emissions test. You know, you're up in Cave Creek, Desert Car Care, our friend Frank. He's up there right off Cave Creek Road. Great shop. He'll be able to take care of you. He can give you the advice you need to get that fixed. And if you go check him out, tell him we sent you. But you can get that taken care of. You don't have to spend that kind of money necessarily on new catalytic converters. So hope that helps you, Ken. Good luck with that.